Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place indeed. The presence of the Lord in this place, because we are in this place. The presence of the Lord in this place, because the presence of the Lord permeates each and every one of us, expresses as each and every one of us. And we are in awe. And so now, as we begin to take a journey to a most sacred spiritual place, a place that resides within us, a place that is filled with all that we ever need, it is the place in us where we are most aware of who we are and to whom we belong. And so, to begin this journey to this beautiful, sacred place, I invite us to become comfortable in body and in mind, to relax our body and to just calm our mind, letting go of the past and no concern of the future, but just breathing into this most sacred present moment. And those angels' wings that we just heard in the beautiful song, Surely the Presence. Knowing that angels are messengers from God. So just to be on one of those wings, just see ourselves, just sitting on one of those wings and floating ever so lightly. To our depth, to the warmth, to the beauty. Of the sweetest and safest place we have. And so, arriving at this sacred place, we can call it our church, our inner church. And the door is always open. And as we look inside, we see outstretched arms, which is the Christ in us, welcoming us, reminding us of who we are. And then handing us a spiritual flashlight. And inviting us to look deep inside of ourselves to see if there is anything that is making us unhappy, that is taking away our peace, our joy. Asking that be revealed so we can change it or let it go. And so we take this time in the silence of our inner church to look and to listen. And so as we prepare to return to this outer church, this time, this place, we know that we can always return to our inner church in a moment when things may not be going right in our life, to just enter that inner church, to take that spiritual flashlight and to look around and see what it is that we need to change or let go. And so we do give thanks, God. We give thanks for the gifts that you have given to us. We give thanks that we are always connected to everything that we need. And we give thanks for the wonderful and awesome honor it is to worship here together as a congregation and to worship individually as the unique expression that we, each and every one of us, expressing you in this world. We do pray this with grateful hearts in the beautiful consciousness of Jesus Christ, who knew who he was and said, "I am the light of the world," and knew who we are when he said, "You are the light of the world." It is in his name and in the name of that Christ that lives and moves and has its being in each and every one of us that we do pray. And so it is. Amen. And now we join together as we sing the prayer that Jesus himself gave to us.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory.